nutshell. True friendship should be found at the post. Everybody that's been hearing this message, everybody wants now to come into the glory. They want to walk in the glory. They know, we all know that the glory is God's opinion, God's point of view, God's estimate. We want that glory, that same doxa, to come into the full manifestation of perfection in any area that's not perfect. We're all seeking it. And in my note to open, it says, ever since the Rhema has come about, the post, I personally have been searching diligently on how to have consistent life-changing experiences with him. The Lord has been showing me piece by piece on how to make going to the post a real part of our authentic faith life. He's instructed me on keeping things right with the Holy Spirit, on how not to grieve, quench, or frustrate him. Now he's revealed another area that we're talking about tonight. He's revealed the importance of true friendship. I know it doesn't sound that deep. It doesn't sound that it carries a lot of weight, but it does. You see, with just one word spoken by him at the post, it could free you and me from any situation that we're facing. Mm-hmm. In any true friendship, nothing is withheld. In any true friendship, what is mine is yours, and what is yours is mine type stuff. And in any true friendship, so he being a friend that has this ability to speak one word and change things, to speak one word and deliver and set free. It happened to me, and that's why I know it's true, because when he spoke a word to me about depression, it was one word and I was free. And I look back over that post experience to why that particular experience would carry the weight of delivering me with just one word. And it was true, because at that moment I was there as a friend. I was there with him. I didn't withhold anything from him. And then he didn't withhold anything from me. When I agreed with his opinion about depression that I didn't even know existed, and I just bared my entire soul before him, that was a key to being able to receive from my friend who has the ability to do anything. But the question remains, why won't he speak to us on the level where burdens are instantly removed and yokes instantly destroyed all the time? Why doesn't he do it all the time when he has the ability to? It boils down to the authenticity of friendship. I'm so serious. You're going to be like, wow, friendship? Yeah, truly. And you're going to see in just a moment. So if he is withholding, then we too must be withholding. There's something that we're withholding when we're there. There are areas that we allow the temperament of the Lord to come on us. There are areas that we don't mind it, but if we're truly friends with him, then we would withhold nothing from him. First, the law of receiving from him is this. In Mark 4:24, it says, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you.
Yes.
And unto you that hear shall more be given. What I'm putting into this, what I'm giving him, is what he's going to give back to me.
Amen.
This is it. This is his law in all of the harvesting and receiving. And even in the area of friendship, and I'm using the word friendship here because it's really, really powerful. Because again, when you're truly friends with someone, you don't withhold anything from them. Everything that's yours belongs to them. That it's like the rule of friendship. It really is. So what, as friends of Christ, should we be giving to maximize post experiences? And that's what my subject is right there. That's our subject. That's what we're gonna nail down. What, as a friend to the Most High God, to Jesus Christ, to the triune God, to the creator of heaven and earth, to, to the creator and ruler of all things. What in the world does he want from me as a friend? Mm-hmm. What can I give him? Mm-hmm. So I want to maximize my friendship with him. I want to maximize it because I know that in reaching out to him as my friend, listen, and you're going to be totally shocked when you see this here. Mm-hmm. But God wants to maximize the post experiences. And sometimes we go there, and anytime we go, and sometimes we go, and we're holding on to opinions in areas, and it's really stifling. It stifles the post experience. It really does. It really does. It doesn't allow that failure to become glory in the instant that it should, because that's exactly the God we serve. It is already finished. So therefore, the timeline between your failure and glory should be nothing. Minuscule at best, or to say the least. In Proverbs 18 and 24, here we go. What am I supposed to be giving there in this friendship thing? It says here, a man that hath friends must shew himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. A man that hath friends must shew himself friendly. Stick with me, guys. It's all going to make sense to you in just a few. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So if I have friends, I have to show myself friendly. And I looked up the word friendly here. And so we've already established the truth that our friend can do all things, first of all. Our friend has unlimited resources and endowments of all kinds. And it's his good pleasure to give them to us. That's our friend. The only thing he wants from us in return is that we show ourselves friendly. The word friendly, watch this. This is how you show yourself friendly to him. To be friendly with the Lord, it means to be broken or to be broken into pieces. For you to be broken or broken into pieces. See, coming to the post, you can't come there and let's say there's a circumstance that you do want to come out of, but you're really not broken in that circumstance. You're really not in pieces. You're really not totally, totally convinced that you really want to be free from it. You're not there. And so, but you know the real deal and the truth behind it is that you need to be delivered. You know that you need an exchange. You want to do better. Like, you know, you want to live at the highest level possible. And you know that this thing that you're dealing with is something that really has to go. So to be a friend to him, to see him or to hear him speak to me at the post and really speak a breaking word, mm-hmm. a word that can break me out of my situation. If I'm ever going to get that word, that experience there, where his instruction, whoso findeth me, findeth life. If I'm going to find that life, then if I'm coming to my friend, and I'm going to read a scripture that Jesus calls us friends in just a few. But if I'm coming to him there at the post and I'm not receiving that experience, and this is for people that might not be receiving experiences there. Are you coming in a real broken manner? Are you really coming? Are you broken into pieces? Because if you want your friend to do what your friend can do, you have to show yourself friendly. And being his friend means to come to him broken. You're going to find out tonight what kind of friend he really is. And this is ridiculous. In Psalms 34 to 18, it's ridiculous when you see what he wants from you. When you really get to see this, as this message unfolds, you're going to see what your side of the friendship is. I didn't say your side of worship unto the Lord. I said your side as a friend to him.
Amen.
The Lord is nigh. Listen, 34 and 18 in the book of Psalms, it says, the Lord, watch this. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Now you want that at the post. And he comes nigh to them that are of a broken heart and saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. The word contrite is the same word. It's broken. Amen. The Lord draws nigh. He's nigh to them. So this is a major key for your post experience. If I'm taking a circumstance to the post, if I'm taking a problem that I want delivered in, and I'm looking for a post, I want to make an exchange. Am I really broken there? My friend is ready to do something, but am I showing myself friendly? Mm. Am I being a friend to him? Or am I withholding information? Am I not saying it all the way? Mm-hmm. See, last night, those two studies, those two people, they came with it. Man, come on. Elijah, it sounds like you may think he sounded like a punk, if you will, when he's talking about, I just want to die. I just want to just let me die. Let me die here. You've got one of the greatest prophets of all time.
Wow.
But he's saying, let me die. But let me tell you what he did there. He was broken.
Yeah. Amen.
He was broken in the words that he shared about wanting to commit suicide. He was broken there. Samson was broken when he was between the two pillars. He was broken. He said, strengthen me just at least one more time. Broken. Because the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken spirit and that have a broken heart. Watch this. The word heart means this. It means the intellect, which we know. It means the mind. It means understanding. It means wisdom. But I like the last one, resolution. My resolution is broken. My resolve is broken. I don't have anywhere else to lean. I have nowhere else to go. I have nothing. No. I have no strength. I don't hold my own opinion here. And when you're coming to him for the post experience to maximize it, you want that word that brings back not 30, not 60, but you want a word that's going to bring you back 100-fold. You want him to speak to you. Just one word. We've been saying it periodically throughout learning in this series. Just one word is all we're going to need. Well, how can I get him to speak that word I need at the post? We come to him about finances, but are you really going to let him take over in your finance? Or are you going to do the same thing you've always done? That's why he's not speaking a breaking word to you about not enough or lack. Because is your resolution really gone? Is your wisdom on how to do it out the window? Are you really going to rely on him to show you? When he spoke a word to me about, he said, I'll teach you how to multiply. He said, I'm going to teach you, Todd, how to distribute, and I'm going to teach you how to gather what's left. See, I went there for that post experience because I know I've got things to do in the area, in the realm of finance. I know I do. And I know I've got to have everything right. And I know that I am totally, totally not perfect in the area of dealing in finance. I'm not crazy or do stupid stuff, but I just don't always put it together like I should. Sometimes I may give way more than I'm supposed to. But I came to him broken. That created a post experience to where now God is moving and bringing that resolve in my life. He's bringing areas of failure into the place of glory. I can see my future entirely in finance. It's ever before me. Say amen if you can hear me.
Amen.
My friend gave me what I needed. He spoke a word.
Amen, God.
All right. It says here in Psalms 51, verses 16 and 17. Watch this now. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. Mm-mm. The sacrifices of God, we've read this many times, are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou wilt not despise. In the next verse, it says something in reference to building the walls of Jerusalem. talks about building the walls of Jerusalem, I believe, in the next verse down. And the reason why it goes right into building the walls, it talks about finding security in him because of a broken and contrite spirit, broken and contrite heart, being broken into pieces. The word contrite means to crush into pieces, meaning there's nothing left of me. I'm done here. I'm really ready for a post experience. I'm ready for him to speak a word and make an exchange. I'm ready. But my side of this thing in this friendship, it's really boiling down to the fact that I just give him my broken self. This next verse of scripture, and I'm just about finished here. This next verse of scripture is going to blow your mind concerning what he really wants from you as a friend. So when we're finding blocks at the post of how broken are we truly when it comes to, are we really truly broken when it comes to our opinions and views on things? Oftentimes he won't put his temperament, watch this, this is the balance. Oftentimes he will not put his temperament on us because we aren't broken enough in said areas. So it hinders a real post experience. It really hinders it. If you've ever had an experience at the post, man, you're gobbling, you're eating this up because you want it all the time.
Yes, yes.
It is a heavenly drug, if you don't mind my calling it so. It's something, it's a high that you, boy, oh boy, that you can get over and over again. They say if you ever smoke crack, you can never, you chase the high because you can never get the first high again. Well, not in the kingdom when you've gone to the post. You get that same high every time he shows up. And every time he speaks a word into your spirit. Every time that failure turns into glory. Every time you experience that instantaneous deliverance. Something you're going to crave. See, when we're not broken enough, this isn't showing ourselves to be friendly. It's not. Listen, you have, if you have more than one friend, you know what I'm talking about. You have levels with friendship. When somebody shows themselves friendly to you without withholding anything, it only thing you want to do is give it back. The only thing you want to do is be there in any capacity. Because they're showing themselves friendly. And he's saying to be broken before me, that shows yourself friendly. So the result is that when we don't come in a broken manner, the result is he won't speak or reveal on the level we need or want him to until we are truly broken. Jesus says it like this. And here we go. This is about to really split wide open for you. Jesus says it like this in John chapter 15, verses 13 through 15. Jesus says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Watch verse 14. This is key. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. That sounds kind of like hypocritical. Do what I tell you and you're my friend. You don't know what that word command means yet. That's not what Jesus is saying. Not at all. Not at all. He's not saying that at all. It says in verse 15, henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servants knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known, given you an awareness unto you. I've given you knowledge here, I've made it known unto you. As he's giving us this here, now I just want to prove to you that you're a friend. As the knowledge of his glory is coming into your life, as Rhema is opening up unto you, Jesus is saying, I don't call you a servant any longer. I call you friend. So I want to prove to you that you're on a friendship level with the friend here that sticks closer than a brother, with the friend that has the earth and the fullness thereof, with a friend that has all power, with a friend that says it's my good pleasure to give you my kingdom. I want to give you everything I have. You have a friend here that has everything at his disposal and a friend that wants to bless you with exactly what he has.
Hallelujah.
A friend that wants to give you everything, and you get to meet with this friend every single day, 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day, if you choose to, at the post. Amen. And the friend that's waiting there is ready to make an exchange with you from failure to glory. He's ready to give you the kingdom. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. But the reason why your friend doesn't always communicate with you on the level is verse 14. He says, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Now watch the word command. The word command means to enjoin. First definition in the Greek, it means to enjoin. This is what your friend wants from you. To enjoin means to put the pressure on. To enjoin means lean on him. To enjoin means call on. To enjoin means appeal to. To enjoin actually translates to beg. You have a friend that wants you to put all the pressure. Can you imagine having a friend that only wants you to lean on him, put the pressure on him, and call upon him, and even beg him? This is the return of friendship he's looking for.
Amen.
This is what he's looking for. But he's looking for it to come from a broken place where you know that as friend, you're superior than I am in everything. And he's saying, and he's not being arrogant. He's saying, if you want to be my friend, enjoin yourself to me. Put the pressure on me. Take it off of you. Come unto me, all ye that are, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. This friend is saying, listen, only thing I want you to do is let me take care of you. I don't want you moving in your own opinion. I want you with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. I want you broken when you come to me. I want you completely broken. If you want my opinion, if you want my view, you want the glory, then listen to your friend. Listen to your friend. Come to me.
Amen.
Don't come holding on to your view.
Amen.
Don't come holding on to your opinion. Put the pressure on me.
Amen.
Lean on me. Call on me. Appeal to me. Beg me if you have to, but do it from a place where you're broken. Now I know you trust me. Now I know that you know me. That's the kind of friend we have. Can you imagine having a friend that only wants you to lean on him, put the pressure on him, call upon him, and even beg him? This is the return that he's looking for. To authenticate true friendship with him, he wants to know that all your eggs are in his basket and that there's no one else that you're looking to for salvation. In order for you to do this, you have to be truly, truly and willingly to be broken in any and in all of your opinions or views. I've never seen a friend like that ever. Ever. I've never seen it. I've never seen anyone. See, you see, you worship the Lord. There's a difference there. He has many titles. Lord, Savior, God, Godhead. He's got so many titles, it's mind-blowing. And another title is friend. This is what happens when you understand your friendship with him. He's saying, come on, man, lean on me. I'm here. I'm a friend that sticks closer than your own brother. I'm the one. I'm the one. And the only thing you do to reciprocate our friendship, it's not worship. It's not in your praise. What it does, it's when you're leaning on me. When you're releasing your opinions. When you enjoin yourself to me, to do as I command means to enjoin. put the pressure on me. Show yourself friendly. Be broken before me. Amen. Be broken before me. Just be broken. Listen, he's got it. And he never runs out. He's trying to show you his friendship at the post. He's trying to reveal it to you. Trying to reveal it to you. He's trying to reveal to you. He says, what's mine is yours. What's mine is yours. And what's yours is mine. I want your opinions. I want your views. I want your estimates. Give them over to me. And let me give you mine. And in giving you mine, I will speak a word to you at the post that brings instantaneous deliverance and healing. But if you're going to be my friend, show yourself friendly. Mm-hmm. Show yourself friendly. I think it's only apropos because he did it for us. He died for us. He was broken. He was literally broken. Now he's saying, do the same. I gave you all I had. He gave everything. He washed his disciples' feet naked. He bared everything. He was, completely broken before us in every area. And he's saying, if you're going to reach the level, then you got to do the same. But when you do it, it's going to cause my glory to be released into your life. I was broken for you. Now you be broken for me. And watch what I do. Just one word is all you're going to need. Just one word. But even right now, I can feel it right now. I can feel on this line that people are allowing brokenness to come in. It feels wonderful. You're allowing a brokenness to come in. You're opening up to his views. You're releasing your opinion that you've been holding on to. I can feel it even right now as I'm ministering this word to these faithful seven folks on the line. I can feel it. I can feel that you're releasing. You're letting go. You're giving it over to them. It's a wonderful thing right there. It's a wonderful thing right there. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you want to see your friend, if you want to see your friend, if you want to have that relationship with him where he does everything. He's there for you closer than a brother would be. You'll be broken before him. Show yourself friendly at the post. Show yourself friendly. Show, just melt right there. Just melt right before him. Just melt. Just melt. I mean, let your words come out just like Elijah did, just like he said what he said. He melted before him. There's nothing left of him. And God sent relief. God sent aid to him, fed him, strengthened him for the journey. Glory be to God. Just let yourself go. Let yourself completely go. It's the only thing he wants as from you as a friend. There's nothing else you can give him but yourself. Give yourself completely over. Give yourself completely over. Completely over. I feel that this pull on somebody's spirit. Completely over. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are his friends when you are completely relying and when you've completely calling and you've emptied yourself out. He said, you are my friends then.
Amen.
When there's nothing left of you, the only thing that I can do is fill you with all of my glory. We are friends. He says it like this. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? If I'm filled with glory, you need to be filled with glory so we can be in full agreement. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's all I got for you tonight, guys.
Amen.
That's all I got.